branch and my feet that really got ringing wet. The gal I was looking for, I ain't found her yet. With the South Fork boogie, with the South Fork boogie, I got the South Fork boogie. Babe, I'm about to lose my mind. While you walk down West Henry, so many cars are liable to get killed. You walk down South Forest, down to Lou Reed's Drill, with the South Forest boogie, with the South Forest boogie, with the South Forest boogie. Babe, I'm about to lose my mind. If she don't come back to you, I'll tell you what to do. Jump and ask the branch because she ain't no more to you. With the South Fork boogie, with the South Fork boogie, I got the South Fork boogie. Baby, I'm about to lose my mind. Crying out, but I got the South Fork boogie. I got the South Fork boogie. I got the South Fork boogie. Baby, I'm about to lose my mind. If anybody happen to ask you who can pull this song, tell them Big Hat Pink Alice done been here and gone. With the South Fork boogie, he had the South Fork boogie, boy. I got the South Fork boogie. Baby, I'm about to leave my mind.
Well, I'm going to Detroit. Malcolm's, I'm on my way. Well, I'm going to Detroit. Malcolm's, I'm on my way. I'm going to find my baby. Malcolm's where my baby stays. Moonshine, baby. Have harmed a many men. Moonshine have harmed a many men. Well, that's the reason why, little girl, I believe I'll make a change. All right.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
Blue tucked away on Shiner's Mountain, about a mile from Oak Creek. Some say she was born there in the spring of 31. The only daughter of a bootleg man shot down on a midnight run. Her daddy told her a living how to make a flatbed fly. Now she's burning down the mountain under a black and moonless sky.
She knew about me is what I've said to her here in the bathtub this evening. Chocolate for two. I need more time off with you to turn you on. And eyes on me constantly, but I just want you, and I just want to. I need more time off with you to turn you on. She kissed me like we just met by the winds and the stars. Danced at the northern and slept on the beach, hoping rangers would choose not to come. I think but I just want you, and I just want you. I need more time off with you to turn you on. I didn't sleep a single wink and I caught your real eyes. I promised you it's not your fault and I tried. It feels like there's fire on my heels wherever I go. I wake up in the morning laying sleeping next to you. I asked you if I snored you loved and I knew. This isn't how I plan to feel when I'm supposed to go. I need more time off with you to turn you off. And I
disarray, beautiful, beautiful, disarray.
WRCT Pittsburgh. No one is as excited about flaming cheese as we are.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
You are listening to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh, streaming online at wrct.org.
Baby, there is a smile on my face. It's only day. I'm one of you now.
kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you. Hey, Pittsburgh, this is Eric Harrison coming to you with a heart full of gratitude on WRCT Pittsburgh. Rock on, Yinzers.
I want to know, do you love me anymore?
Thank you. He's a mojo king. He's got the magic touch. Oh yeah, he's a mojo king. I tell you, that man who that guy back there beating the drums. This lady said that he could really hum a hum a hum. He's a mojo king. He's got the magic touch.
DJ Heim from Forest, and you're listening to 88.3 WRCT.
Before we get started, I'd like to remind you that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this show are solely those of individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WRCT Pittsburgh and its members.
One of the things I think is really important for all of us to be able to do is to figure out when we see a headline, when we start seeing something enter the discussion and get repeated over and over again, and it's a major claim, we need to be able to figure out for ourselves, is it backed by evidence or is this disinformation or misinformation? And we have the perfect example today. There's a new... I'm going to use some of the words they're using, even though they're BS, quite frankly. There's a new, quote, study about COVID vaccines from, quote, Florida floating around, which I started seeing over the weekend during my live streams. I saw some of the people in the chat saying, David, new study from Florida says that COVID vaccines increase heart attacks by 84% in the month after one is vaccinated. When you get a vaccine, your odds of a heart attack go up 84% for the month after you've received that vaccine. So the first question with all of these things is, does it pass the sniff test? So with some of these things, you know, it turns out we don't breathe oxygen. We actually breathe really light water. You know, so I don't know. We would say this doesn't even pass the sniff test. It's not really even worth looking into. Now, let's imagine it were true that getting a COVID vaccine increases your chances of a heart attack by 84%. We would be talking about so many heart attacks and deaths that we would have heard about this more quickly than 2 years into vaccination. But let's imagine that we want to take this seriously and explore it. The source of this is Florida's Surgeon General Joseph Ladapo, a known anti-vaccine voice. And Ars Technica has a really good write-up about the so-called analysis. And he put out a statement on Friday that men age 18 to 39 should not get the COVID vaccine. Why not? Well, he claims to have an analysis called Exploring the Relationship Between All-Cause and Cardiac-Related Mortality Following COVID-19 Vaccination or Infection in Florida Residents, a self-controlled case series study. There is then a press release about the analysis. So now we're like a layer removed. Now it's a press release about an analysis. The press release says COVID vaccines cause an 84% increase in the relative incidence of cardiac-related death among males 18 to 39 within 28 days following mRNA vaccination. There's a lot of important data in that claim, or important metrics in that claim, which we are going to look at. So let's take a look at the analysis. One of the things you might notice when you pull up the analysis is it's supposed